Hello, folks. It's Chris Daly again. I'm a blogger at Jamaicans.com, and I just enjoy speaking with Jamaicans who are making a difference. It's my privilege to enter into conversation this evening with Mr. Paul Green. Mr. Paul Green is a navigation system specialist for the first GPS system in the Caribbean. It's called NavJam. Let me give you a little background about this gentleman. He has a bachelor's degree, an honors degree in geography from UWI. He's principal responsible for the development of the JAM GVS navigation system. The MGI's flagship project with duties such as product development, testing, and delivery. Mr. Green has also been involved in mapping of NHT housing schemes, as well as mapping the distribution of squatter settlements across Jamaica. He's also involved in the training of Grand Span Police, which is in St. Andrew's North Police Division, in the GPS mapping for intelligence gathering. In 2008, Paul was awarded the MGI Special Award for exceptional service for this company. So it's indeed a privilege for me to say welcome, Mr. Green.
Thank you very much for having me, Chris.
Yes, you certainly have a stellar background. Let's dig a little into your where in Jamaica you're from. Tell us where you hail from in Jamaica.
Well, Chris, I was born in St. Andrew, the Nuttall Hospital, and I grew up in Spanish Town. I spent my childhood in Spanish Town.
Okay.
And I would have spent over 10 years in Kingston. Then recently, I moved from Kingston, and I'm now living in Old Harbor.
Okay. So where did you go to high school?
I went to St. Catherine High School.
Okay.
And from there, I went to the University of the West Indies, where I read for a Bachelor of Sciences degree in geography.
Wow. I remember when St. Catherine was an all-girls school.
All right.
It's been a while. I went to St. Jacob, which is
wow.
down the street, and we just used to drive by that school with all these women. But it's changed, hopefully for the better.
Sometimes yeah. there's a bit of a rivalry that occurs between St. Catherine High and St. Jacob, two
okay.
very prominent schools in St. Catherine, you know. But clearly, it has moved from an all-girls school to a co-ed school. That is where I went to high school, St. Catherine High.
All right. Well, you worked for this company. It's called MGI, Mona Geoinformatics Institute. Tell
That's
us a little
correct.
About this institute.
Well, Mona Geoinformatics Institute is a university-owned limited liability company that offers high-end GIS, GPS, and remotely sensed products and services. Now, MGI is at the University of the West Indies Mona campus, and the Mona campus is the administrative campus of the University of the West Indies. Now, GIS is a system for creating, storing, analyzing, and managing spatial data and associated attributes. And as such, there are a number of components in a GIS. So you have the data. You have the people who collect the data. You have the hardware with which data is collected. And you have the software into which data is placed in for various analysis and various end results. Now, as a result of us being a GIS company, we offer a broad spectrum of services which range from crime analysis to hazard analysis, site suitability analysis to various web mapping services. So we offer a whole range of high-end GIS and GPS services. Now, GPS is just one part or one aspect of GIS. And what GPS is a number of satellites that were launched by the United States Department of Defense. And these satellites emit signals, radio wave signals that enable a GPS receiver to determine its current location, the time,
mm-hmm.
the direction in which the object is moving, and its velocity.
Okay.
And from that, you can do three main things. You can map things using a GIS mapping device. You can track things, whether for fleet management, you're tracking cars, or you're tracking parolees, or you're tracking your pet. And you can see movement from a remote location. So GPS mapping and GPS tracking have always been available in the Jamaican society. But the one aspect of GPS that has been missing is navigation. Now, navigation is very different from tracking. Navigation is the ability to arrive at a final destination from an initial location via turn-by-turn directions.
Okay.
And that is what Mona Geoinformatics Institute has brought to Jamaica.
Well, thank you for that explanation. And it wasn't even a techno dummy like me was able to absorb that. This, and you call it JAMNAV system, it's 2.5 years in inception. What kicked this into gear? What said, gee, we needed to do something like this? What initiated it?
Well, you're quite correct. What MGI has done is we have developed JAMNAV. Now, JAMNAV is the GPS navigation map data that allows the user to receive street-level, voice-assisted, turn-by-turn directions from any start point to any desired destination across the length and breadth of Jamaica.
Okay.
Now, the user receives timely, automatic voice instructions, map illustrations, and even alert tones, all of which is geared to assist the user in arriving at the desired location. Now, all of this was initiated by the director, Dr. Paris Liawai. And since then, he has employed me as his GPS navigation system specialist. And my roles and functions here is as relates to product development and product delivery and product testing. And my roles have expanded to include dealing with corporate entities, many of which have taken advantage of a JAMNAV being available now in the Jamaican society.
Are there any other team members of this product?
Yes, there are a number of team members. The deputy director, Ava Maxim, she has been in charge of the whole project prior to my being here, as well as Lisa Webb. Lisa Webb is the deputy projects manager, and she has roles and responsibilities as it relates to GPS navigation in terms of dealing with the field staff, making sure that field trips are well organized and well planned, that we have enough personnel going out, those types of things, making sure that we are able to have enough field work such that the data is kept current.
Yeah, putting together and collecting that field work, I'm pretty sure you've run into a lot of adventures. Is there any memorable stories you care to share over those 2.5 years in collecting that data?
Many adventures. You're quite right. I can remember being in Half a Tree and being in an area in Half a Tree that I didn't even know about. And I said to myself, my word, I didn't know that this place existed right here in Half a Tree. These are some of the things that being on this project has opened up to me. Because one of the things people say, why do you need a GPS navigation system in Jamaica? Jamaica is so small. I know everywhere. The thing is, really, you don't know everywhere.
Mm.
You know, you might be familiar with a Havendale or a Cherry Gardens, but it's not until you need to go to that road that you didn't know about or never heard about, you know, and you get lost. You wind down the window and you ask someone for directions.
Okay.
And he or she says, up the road or at the big tree. Where is up the road and at the big tree? You spend 30 minutes, you spend 45 minutes, trying to follow that person's instructions, and all of that now can be a thing of the past with AjamNav.
So you've standardized how we can get from point A to point B because you've done all of that hard work.
That's correct. 2.5 years of development. This was not a fly-by-night operation.
Mm-hmm.
We're very methodical and systematic in our approach. We subscribe to rigorous quality controls, including but by no means limited to various field verifications and even re-verifications. This is something that has met and exceeded the university standards. Of course, you know, Mona Geoinformatics Institute is an institute of the University of the West Indies, and
right.
We have had to meet and exceed the university standards, met and exceeded local standards, and met and exceeded international standards. We now have a relationship with the Garmin. The thing is that we created the data, but then we needed navigation units to put the data on. And
right.
There are so many providers of navigation instruments worldwide. And you are in the U.S., and you know of them.
Right,
Garmin
exactly.
is by far the world leader with over 50% market share. And reputable magazines such as Consumer Surveys consistently place Garmin at number one. In 2009, of the top 10 units in the world, Garmin has 5 of the top 10, and Garmin is at number one and is consistently, year after year, at number one. Garmin had high penetration in consumer markets and had a superior quality in terms of user-friendliness. You know, so it was a no-brainer. So we went with Garmin. And by going with Garmin, we have met and exceeded Garmin's standards. So this is the same first-world technology that has been brought to Jamaica that anyone, anywhere in the U.S. or any first-world nation is used to.
That's fantastic. So tell us some of the features of the AjamNav system that you think we should really need to know.
Well, what AjamNav is... AjamNav has over 15,000 kilometers of roads. All the principal highways, the major highways, all the highways, arterial roads, collector roads, residential roads, alleys, tracks, you name it. All the one-ways, all the turn restrictions, no right turn, no U-turn, no left turn, whether the road is an overpass or an underpass, a toll road, the speed limits. All those attributes are very important to the route calculation functionality, and these are attributes that we have had to collect in the field. So all of those things have been collected. Most Jamaicans are used to a fold-away map
right.
that has approximately 3,000 kilometers of roads. AjamNav has 15,000 kilometers of roads, 5 times what that map offers. Plus, AjamNav has 15,000 points of interest. Now, a point of interest is a named location to which you would potentially want to navigate to.
Okay.
It's any place of interest to you. And the current AjamNav data set, the POI data set, is comprised of 69 categories. So categories would include police stations, hospitals, restaurants in different subcategories, American dining, fast food, pizza, steak and grill, whether you want lodging facilities. The long and short of it, if it's out there in the real world in Jamaica, there's a category for that location in AjamNav, and you can search by category and navigate to your desired destination. Or you can spell name, just type in the name of where you want to go, and you'll be able to navigate to that location.
So it's
also,
voice assistant,
if I may mention, sorry?
Please go ahead.
If I may mention, we have done a number of special things as it relates to AjamNav. Jamaica is not the United States. United States is not Jamaica. And map makers will have to assess the situation in a country and provide country-specific solutions. So whilst Jamaica doesn't have a systematic addressing system as in the U.S., we have provided a solution for users to find streets nonetheless. So users can conduct a search for a street and navigate to the street. He or she can navigate to a point of interest, which will get you to your exact location, as well as we have mapped every single town or settlement in Jamaica. So you can find Half a Tree, you can find Maypen, you can find Montego Bay, Negril, or Minyosen Unicum.
Okay.
Anywhere in Jamaica you can find. But bear in mind, a search for a city is a very broad, non-specific search.
Right.
A search for a road is more specific, a finer search than a search for a city. But a search for a point of interest is the most specific search. And we recommend using your points of interest because it will get you to your desired destination.
Like if I'm going to Rose Hall.
Rose Hall Hotel, you type in Rose Hall Hotel, and it will get you there.
Okay.
Now, of note, MGI works with a lot of crime data.
Okay.
And as such, we're able to use our crime hotspots and encode onto the road data such that preferred routing is to avoid crime-ridden areas. This is something special developed by MGI, and that is why it is important that locals with a knowledge of Jamaica and locals with the academic prowess has developed something like this to create this special product, this special function for a navigation system in Jamaica. So these units have route preferences. Most units have faster time, shortest distance, and off-road. Now,
okay.
Faster time will keep you on the best roads, the roads at the top of the route level hierarchy, the class A roads. Shortest distance is the shortest distance between point A and point B, even if it means going through an alley, a track, or a depressed area. But in addition to what faster time currently gives you with the unit, we have encoded on top of that routing such that it avoids crime-ridden areas. So we recommend to our clients to keep the unit on faster time. Can you imagine tourists? Can you imagine people who are unfamiliar in a certain area? These are additional services that we have encoded onto our GPS navigation data such that we keep people safe.
It's also it's a voice-directed system. Does this thing have an accent?
Well, the thing is that these units have so many functions, these units from Garmin. Remember, we didn't create the unit. We created the data, and we have loaded our data onto the unit. The unit without the data is of no use, right?
So you're saying it's a synthesized voice that does the readout?
Yes. So the unit has an option for example, American male voice or American female voice, a British male voice or a British female voice, an Australian male voice or an Australian female voice. And, of course, people who speak French or Chinese or, you know, any nationality can use this system in Jamaica. Scandinavians who visit Jamaica can put it on their language. Chinese who visit Jamaica can put it on Mandarin, et cetera, et cetera. So no one is excluded.
Wonderful.
Everyone, every Jamaican, everyone who speaks English, everyone who speaks Spanish, French, you name it, can use this system because of that function. Plus, these Garmin units are like phones. You know, let us say you have low-end phones, medium-end phones, high-end phones. Similarly, you have low-end units, medium-end units, and very high-end units. You have a unit that will say to you, a low-end basic unit that will say to you, drive 500 meters and turn right.
Mm-hmm.
You have a higher-grade unit that will say, drive 500 meters and turn right on Old Hope Road. That's an added functionality called text-to-speech. The unit will call out the name of the road. You have units with Bluetooth functionality, so you can pair your Bluetooth-enabled phone with the navigation device and have hands-free calling. No more going into your pocket when your phone rings or into the side pocket of your car or wherever you have your phone to scramble to answer the phone. You just answer your phone through your device, just as how both of us are speaking right now, and you can have a nice conversation with ease. You even have units that have FM transmitters, so you will be able to hear the navigation instructions, not just from the unit, but from your car's audio system. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine having a unit that has both Bluetooth plus FM transmitters? So you're driving along, hearing the navigation instructions through your car's audio system. A call comes in, the instructions chips out and allows you to answer your call and have your call. Your party hangs up, and the navigation instructions comes back in automatically. That's wonderful.
That's
so the same first-class, first-world service that you have in first-world countries is right here in Jamaica. You even have units that you can speak to, and it carries out your instructions. So you realize there is a unit that will suit everyone's pocket and everyone's needs.
No one
is excluded from the use of a JamNav. It's
right,
a general consumer product.
All right. So you said there are different, is a spectrum of service grades that you offer. And so the model, the business model that you have from the low end to the high end, and you can choose whatever plan your budget will support.
The thing to note, you know, the data is the same all across the board.
Uh-huh.
15,000 points of interest, 15,000 kilometers of roads, and, of course, other base features such as rivers, parks, so on and so forth. The same data will be loaded onto these different units. The end user decides which unit he or she wants. So he or she can purchase a unit from MGI, or he or she can bring in a unit on his own. You know, so you can walk into MGI and purchase the data only. And the data goes for $115 plus tax loaded to the internal memory of the device, or $145 plus tax loaded to a micro SD card, because these devices have expandable memory slots, so you can stick the micro SD card into the device.
All right, so speak to, I'm a tourist. I'm just going to be visiting the island for 2 weeks. Is there a lease arrangement that I can take advantage of?
Well, I answer your question this way. There are a number of companies that have been taking advantage of the existence of a JamNav in the Jamaican sphere. Avis is an international car rental company, and they have 3 locations island-wide. They have a location in Hafetree, and they have 2 locations at each of our international airports, Normanley International Airport and Sangster's International Airport. And what they have done is they are now offering JamNav as an additional service to their rent-a-car clients. So you can rent a vehicle with the option of renting a unit from Avis, and you'll be able to navigate across the length and breadth of Jamaica. Now, we have had people calling us at Mona Geoinformatics Institute from the U.S., from Britain, from all over the world,
mm-hmm.
and they are able to purchase the data even before they have arrived here in Jamaica, because we can send the data electronically all across the world. So you don't have to physically come into our office. If you want to, you can. There are persons who walk in every day to purchase data only, or to purchase data plus a unit. But there are persons in the U.S., in Canada, in France, all across the world, who would have done their research and would have found out that something like a JamNav exists, and they would have purchased their data even before coming to Jamaica. But that is only available with the Garmin Nuvi range.
Okay. This is great. So
there are also
volume discounts. Yeah.
We offer volume discounts for purchases over certain amounts. We offer 5, 10, and 15% discounts.
Okay.
Even 20% discounts, depending on the volume you're buying. As well as we update this map every single month. We offer 1 free update to our clients, which must be accessed within 3 months of initial purchase.
Okay.
As well as thereafter, the updates cost only $30 plus tax per update. And we don't tie you into a subscription. This is not a subscription service.
Right.
The data, it's a one-time purchase. You determine how often you want an update, because you know that navigation data is nothing static. It's
right,
dynamic.
Exactly.
The data is always changing. And, of course, we have to keep up with what is current, such that you'll be able to get the best navigation service possible. So the data over time is becoming more comprehensive in terms of roads and points of interest.
Great. The application of this technology goes just beyond that. Businesses can take advantage of this. Are there other businesses, apart from just transportation, that are taken advantage of this, like food delivery, or you mentioned it seemed like you've done stuff in the law enforcement department. Are other folks taking advantage of this marvelous technology?
Yes, apart from rent-a-cars, rent-a-car organizations, and even providers, official dealers of motor vehicles here in Jamaica, we have a lot of corporate entities that are using JamNav in an interesting way. Take, for example, the Water Resources Authority.
Mm-hmm.
They are responsible for monitoring all the wells in Jamaica. We have put all the wells into the system and provided it as a customized product for the Water Resources Authority only. Those wells wouldn't be a general release to everyone, to the general public. This is a special product developed for the Water Resources Authority such that they can find their wells with ease, or if someone is sick or someone is off the job, they are not in problems because they cannot locate their assets, you know. So you could be JPS, Claro, Digicel, Lime, whoever you are, your specific assets can be loaded into the unit specifically for that corporate entity such that you can improve your operations. Also, we have developed something called JamNav Extras. JamNav Extras is a sub-product line that offers customized information about a point of interest. With that, you'll be able to get the exact address of the location. You're able to get the opening hours of the location, a tagline, slogan, the email address, the URL. You're even able to see an image of the place before you get there, so you know what the place looks like before you even arrive. And get this, we can put proximity alerts. We can associate a proximity alert with the POI such that it can be predefined or it can be customized. It can be customized to be a corporate jingle.
Okay.
As well as, instead of having a predefined icon on the map, we can have a corporate logo on the map. So if you are KFC, instead of having a knife and fork, which would be the regular predefined symbol for any food place or restaurant, we remove that and put the KFC logo.
Oh.
So a corporate logo is on the map, and the KFC jingle will be played, which we determined on how we encode that jingle into the data. Let us say 20 meters, 30 meters, 300 meters from the destination. So the JamNav Extras has the potential to become a digital phone book, and it will be free to the end user because you don't purchase a phone book. You'll be able to, you know, pick up a phone book from wherever it is distributed. But the entities, the corporate entities, pay to be in the phone book. So they will pay to be in a JamNav Extras. And the thing is that we have had well over 600 clients already. This thing was launched in March of this year. And
wow.
We have well over 600 clients already. So can you imagine the type of exposure that these corporate entities will be getting with a JamNav Extras? Plus, we have JamNav Marine. JamNav Marine is something that will enable users to navigate in the marine environment. So we have mapped every single key, every single reef, every single shoal, every single shipping lane. All the bathymetric data is there. This is for pleasure craft, for yachting, for skiing, so on and so forth. So we are able to navigate in the marine environment. This is something that is now endorsed by the Jamaica Tourist Board, and we are developing another sub-product line called JamNav Tours. Because tourists don't just want sun, sea, and sand.
Right.
They don't just want to be locked up in all-inclusive hotels. They want nature tourism. They want to explore. So all the hiking trails, all the routes off the beaten track, all the scenic locations have been customized and will be available as a JamNav Tours. So we have right now three sub-product lines in development. That is JamNav Tours, JamNav Extras, and JamNav Marine. The thing is, in terms of security, we have a number of companies that offer security services in Jamaica. So you have the base, the field team, and the client. The base knows where the client is. The base also knows where the field team is. But the problem in Jamaica, the field team does not know where the client is.
Right.
So the base has to be on the phone directing the field team how to get to client. With a JamNav, all of that can be a thing of the past. JamNav bridges that divide, bridges that gap. And now we're developing hybrid tracking services where we're able to integrate the Garmin navigation units loaded with the JamNav data with an existing tracking platform to offer improved services so we can push routes and such that it is automated and security services have an improved response ability, you know, to react and more efficiently and better as they need to.
This is wonderful. So what does the future hold for JamNav? You're about 9 months old, and you're doing such marvel. You've just exploded onto the scene. What does the future hold for JamNav?
There are so many things. JamNav offers a wealth of opportunities for not just Mona Geoinformatics Institute, but for other corporate entities and even individuals, things that we even are not seeing now. The thing is that when we started, we loaded JamNav to dedicated navigation units. Now we are loading JamNav to cell phones and even to laptops. You know, you will be able to get JamNav on a Windows mobile phone, a Palm phone, or a Symbian smartphone via a program called Garmin Mobile XT. You'll be able to get JamNav onto your laptop via a program called Garmin Mobile PC. Now, if it is that your cell phone doesn't have GPS or your laptop doesn't have GPS, Garmin has a range of GPS receivers that you can tie with your phone or your laptop such that you'll be able to get navigation functionalities on your phone or laptop. And get this. Let us say for a lot of the youngsters who love to visit different sites across Jamaica, or even older folks, you have gone to a restaurant or a hotel that you love very much. With Garmin Mobile XT, you can send your coordinate or your location to your friend.
Okay.
And your friend can visit that location sometime in the future. And you can spread the word around. You can imagine the type of social networking that will develop as a result of this. You can now tag a picture to that. You can do so many things with JamNav. The possibilities are endless.
This is wonderful. And you're very excited, and you need to be, because you really have a hot product there. As we close, are there any closing nuggets you'd like to share with our audience?
JamNav is a system that, a map that will revolutionize the Jamaicans, Jamaica. There will be so many different niches that will develop as a result of JamNav. We are having so many persons expressing an interest to distribute JamNav, so they see a business opportunity by becoming distributors. And, of course, as I said, it has practical applications, not just for the single man, but also for national security, for delivery, and no one is excluded from its use.
Tell us again, as we close, where, give me your website and contact information. Let's get it on the call. We also have it on the web. But if you can repeat that, that would be great.
Well, Mona Geoinformatics Institute is at the University of the West Indies Mona Campus in Jamaica. That's Kingston 7. Our website is monagis.com. That's www.monagis.com. You can call us at 977-316022 or fax us at 977-3164.
Thank you, Mr. Paul Green, for sharing your exciting enterprise. Much
Thank
success
you very much.
To you as you grow in the future.
Guess what, Chris? If you would allow me to share something with you, we have had tons of testimonials. And
please do. You have an opportunity to share one exciting testimonial.
Let me share one with you. This is Daniel Tuller-Reed. He's the chair of the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers, Jamaica section. And he says, GPS Navigation Services and Technology, JAMNAV, developed by Mona Geoinformatics Institute, was very well received. Particularly impressed by the large volume of work that went into creating this excellent product and the knowledge and ideas required to make it a reality. Can you imagine that?
Exactly. Well, it's a Herculean effort, you know, 2.5 years and with a pretty skilled staff, and I applaud you, and I certainly endorse that. That's known what an engineering challenge like this takes. It's not just
a lot of field work. Right. Be sure that the same first world technology that you have in first world nations is now here in Jamaica, and it's brought to you by Mona Geoinformatics Institute.
Thanks so much again, Paul.
Thank you very much, Chris.